Students walking around the UW-Madison campus can see the state capitol, but that doesn't mean they're aware of legislation that could affect them. Bringing them up to speed on a windy day was student Katie Lapp.
Hey, have you had a chance to sign the petition?
They're trying to ban birth control at the UW.
Signed to oppose it.
Lapp is director of women's issues for the United Council of Students. She was gathering signatures to oppose a bill preventing campus health services from distributing the morning after pill to those who've had unprotected sex.
Occasionally I get the people that are like, that's right, they should ban birth control, or sometimes I get apathy.
The proposal restricting emergency contraception comes from Dan LeMahieu. The Republican from Oostburg was upset that University Health Services suggested that students bound for spring break get the morning after pill. Few students actually did. So far, LeMahieu has 40 sponsors for his legislation.
Well, I thought that was sending the wrong message to college students. I thought we could send them a better message than that.
Students like 24-year-old Elizabeth Palmer are sending their own message to lawmakers. The biochemistry major was among those who signed petitions and wore red cloth ribbons to get lawmakers to scrap a proposed campus ban on emergency contraception.
If they want to have sex, they will have sex. And saying that providing birth control is suddenly damaging the students just doesn't make any sense.
Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says the proposal may be unconstitutional. In an advisory opinion, Lautenschlager said emergency contraception is legal and University Health Services has free speech rights to promote it. Campus health services are supported by student fees, not tax dollars. Critics say because the morning after pill is just a higher dose of hormones than ordinary birth control, any state restrictions could hinder access to those contraceptives as well. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.